This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're going to do a little lamda on Parshas Korach. Let's first try to break down the psukim when Moshe Rabbeinu summons Dasan and Aviram, and there is an expression Dasan and Aviram uses that's an extra expression. Vayishlach Moshe likroi l'Dasan v'Aviram b'nei Eliyav. Moshe dispatches to call Dasan v'Aviram, the sons of Eliyav. Vayomru, what do they say? Who remembers? What do they say? Lo na'ale. No, we're not coming. Hame'at ki ha'elisanu me'er zavas chol v'dvash la'misenu ba'midbar ki sistar oleinu gam histarer. It's not enough that you took us out of Mitzrayim, a land flowing with milk and honey, to kill us in the desert. Now you want to be a ruler over us? You're not giving us a land flowing with milk and honey. You're not giving us a fields, vineyards, which, by the way, maybe Wednesday night we're going to discuss what in the world are Dasan Aviram saying. You're not giving us fields and vineyards, so we don't have to listen to you. And if Moshe would give them fields and vineyards, then they would have to listen to them. You only have to listen to the ruler if he gives you a field. Okay, Wednesday night, Be'ez Hashem, I think we're going to discuss that. But then Dasan v'Aviram say, Ha'ine anoshim ehim tenaker, even if you poke out their eyes or our eyes, lo'inale, we're not coming. Did you ever notice that Dasan v'Aviram said twice, lo'inale? They start off by saying, Vayishlach Moshe likroi l'Dasan v'Aviram, Vayomru lo'inale, Hama'at ki ha'elisan reza, lo'inale. Why does Dasan v'Aviram say two times lo'inale? So you say, well, it's, you know, for dramatic effect. Let's say you ask somebody to come somewhere. They say, I'm not coming! I'm not coming! Okay, that might be how somebody talks. But why would the Torah record two times that Dasan v'Aviram says, Loinala? You hear the question? Everyone hears the question? Who's going to say over the question? Nissim, what's the question?
Say twice that they're not coming. Why does the Torah report that they said it twice that they're not coming?
Good. So it's quoted in the Sefer Chavetz HaSharon in the name of the Kisvei HaGriz, name of the Brisker Rav. We're Naftali. We do the Grizk. Yeah? The Brisker Rav says like this. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu had two statuses. You know, nowadays people are very into status. What's your status? You know, Moshe Rabbeinu had two status. How do you say status in plural? Statuses, not stati. Okay. Moshe Rabbeinu had two statuses. Number one, he's the head of the Beis Din. He's the Nasi and the Rosh Sanhedrin. Number two, he's the Melech. So Dasan v'Aviram have two independent obligations to listen to Moshe. Number one, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Nasi and the Rosh Beis Din. Number two, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Melech. And they still refused. So first they said, Loinale, we're not going to listen to you as you're in your capacity as the head of the Beis Din. We're not listening to you. Elamai, you're the Melech. Vayhi bishurun Melech. The Rishonim say Moshe was a Melech. No, we're not listening to you as a Melech. And then the Pasuk says, Vayichar l'Moshe ma'oid. Moshe was very upset. Why was he upset? Because even though a Nasi and a Rosh Beis Din could be Moichel, Rav, Shemachal al Kvoidoi, Kvoidoi Machal, but Melech, Shemachal al Kvoidoi, Ein Kvoidoi Machal. Yeah, that's the Brisker Rav. So the Chavetz HaSharon says, actually, it comes out very beautiful in the Pesukim. If anybody ever learned Sefer Chafetz Chaim, the Gemara over there, the Chafetz Chaim constantly quotes the Gemara in Moed Katan that all the halachos of summoning someone to a Beis Din are learnt out from Moshe Rabbeinu summoning Dasan v'Aviram. You know, there's a very interesting halacha. The Gemara, by the way, does anybody know, are you allowed to speak Lashon Hara if it's true? Are you allowed to speak Lashon Hara if it's true? Everybody knows, of course not. If it's false, it's Moed Shemra. How do you know? So one of the seminal proofs the Chavetz Chaim brings that you know how to speak Lashon Hara if it's true is because the Gemara says that Beis Din, how do you know if somebody mistreats the shliach of Beis Din? Beis Din sends out a shliach to summon someone and someone abuses the shliach. How do we know that the shliach is allowed to tell the dispatcher, Bezdin, we learn it out from the fact that they told Moshe Rabbeinu what Dosan Baviram said. Chafetz Chaim says, there, you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara. The shliach could tell the Bezdin what somebody did to them. But ordinarily, you cannot report back. But says Chafetz Chaim, it was true over there. This Gemara is the proof that Lashon Hara is Asur, even if it's true. Just as Kedai to have that Yediyah, the source that Lashon Hara is Asur, even if it's true, is from the Gemara in Moed Katan, that Minayin Shemispaker B'Shliach Bezdin, how do you know you're allowed to go report to Bezdin? So Shenemar Ha'inei Anoshimahim Tenaker. So we see the Gemara's understanding that they were obligated to listen to Moshe and his capacity of Roish Bezdin. To that, the Bnei Korach said, Loi Nale. And then they said, Elama, you want to be the king and you want to exert authority? Ki Histarer Aleinu Gam? Ki Tist, what's the Lashon? The Lashon is Ki Sistarer Aleinu Gam Histarer. By the way, a little trivia question. What word in the Chumash has the biggest gematria? Tistarer. Tough. Yeah? Tough, sin, tough, resh. Tough, sin, tough. 1500. Okay, so basically, the psukim fit in very beautifully that first Moshe calls them as a bezdin, like the Gemara in Moed Katan learns out, and they respond, Loi Na'ale, and then Moshe Rabbeinu tries to exercise his authority as melech, and they say, no, you can't be a melech. By the way, I'm going to give you a little hint, okay? But make believe you didn't hear this, because we're going to talk about more Wednesday night. What do Dosan Baviram say? They say, oh, you didn't bring us to a land flowing with milk and honey. You didn't give us fields and vineyards. We're not listening to you. What does it have to do with listening to Moshe Rabbeinu? What, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have given them fields and vineyards, then they would have to listen to him? So let's just talk about a very brief sugya. We're going to develop it more Wednesday night. The Gemara in Nedarim Daf Chav Ches, we learned it recently. The din of Dina de Malchus Adina, the din of following the laws of the government. So there's a big question in Halacha. Where does that apply? When do you have to follow the laws of the government? The opinion of the Ran is that Dina de Malchus Adina only applies in Chutz La'aretz. Does not apply in Eretz Yisrael. You knew that, Ran? Remember that, Ran? The din of Dina de Malchus Adina, following the laws of the government, only applies in the diaspora, in Chutz La'aretz, but not in Eretz Yisrael. Why? So the Ran quotes Tosfos that Gentile kings, we say, Dina de Malchus Adina, because they own the land. Therefore, they could say to you, if you don't follow the law, get off my land. But in Eretz Yisrael, we're called Yisrael Shutfim Ba'aretz. We do not apply the rule of Dina de Malchus Adina. The government can't say, well, if you don't like it, get off the land. I own the land. It's my land. It's not your land. It's my land. Every Jew has a share in Eretz Yisrael. So the Chavetz Hashron points out, now we understand. Korach says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't believe that what you're telling us is coming from Hashem. So Moshe says, okay, you don't have to believe that, but I'm still the Melech, and you have to listen to me, because Dina de Malchus Adina. So Moshe comes back to Korach and says, look, Korach, we could debate whether you think I'm divinely sent or not. But one thing you have to concede to is I'm the Melech. And if I'm the Melech, you have to listen to me because of Dina de Malchus Adina. So says Dosan Ba'aviram, no. Afloy el eretz zavas chalav udvash havi oisanu. You didn't bring us into the land. Vatiten lanu nachlas sodeh. You didn't give us fields. You didn't give us vineyards. If you would have given us karka, so it's your karka and you would have given it to us, then we would be mechuyev to listen to you midin melech. But you didn't give us karka. So now in the midbar, there's no din of dina de malchus adina. Living here in the midbar without karka, we are not subject to your authority as a melech. Okay? Let's ask another Gevaldiga Kasha. The Kasha L'Chsam Sofer. Ready for the Kasha L'Chsam Sofer? Chsam Sofer in Tshuvas Arachayim Simen Reish Ches, one of the most famous Tshuvas of L'Chsam Sofer. We know the whole debate between Korach and Moshe is Korach obligated to accept the authority of Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu is the Sarsur HaTorah. He's the one who brought the Torah down to Klal Yisrael. And Korach is challenging the divine authority of Moshe Rabbeinu. Frektech Sam Sofer, why aren't the people who rebelled against Korach Chayiv Misa? Because they're Moired B'Malchus. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have been David HaMelech, then we wouldn't have to discuss whether is a Torah min HaShemayim, is Torah not min HaShemayim. If you rebel against David HaMelech, you're a Moired B'Malchus. So Moshe Rabbeinu was also a Melech. So Moshe Rabbeinu was a Melech. Why isn't Korach Chayiv Misa als Moired B'Malchus? It's the famous Kasha L'Chsam Sofer. What do we need this whole parsha? You know, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ikim kamos kanashim yamusuela." Moshe is straight up a king. If he's a king, if you don't listen to him, you're a rebel. Moshe b'malchus is chayv misa. Yeah, we once discussed this. The Shalos Teshuvos Divrei Malkiel, who says that Moshe Rabbeinu's malchus is different than malchus beis David. Malchus beis David is a sovereignty of royalty. Moshe Rabbeinu's malchus came from the fact that he's the Ish Elokim and he's the Noisein HaTorah. Therefore, his malchus is guided by Dinei Rav, not Dinei Melech. Yes, he is a Melech, but he's not a Melech like the Malchus based David. The Malchus based David, Melech Shemachal Kvoidoi in Kvoidoi Machal. The Malchus of Moshe Rabbeinu is because he's the Ish Elokim. He's elevated above all of Klal Yisrael. He's the Malchus of Torah, like it says in Pirkei Avos, that those who learn Torah are endowed with Malchus. That Malchus belongs to them. It's Torah delay, it becomes Malchus delay, and he's able to be Meichel on his Malchus. Okay, one more Lamda Shekasha, and then we'll sum it up, okay? The Gemara in Moed Katan that we mentioned learned out that a Dayan is allowed to be Mekabel Lashon Hara from a Shliach of Bezdin. Because, as we learn out from the fact that when Moshe Rabbeinu dispatched to summon Dasam Va'aviram said, Ha'ine ha'noshim ahim tenaker loy na'ale. And Rashi says, if the Shliach had not told Moshe Rabbeinu, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know that they said it? Yeah? So the Gemara says, we have a raya from here that if somebody mistreats a Shliach of Beis Din, then the Shliach of Beis Din could tell Beis Din. Otherwise, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know what Dasam Aviram said? So the Rashas has a gavaldig akasha. What do you mean, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know? What did Moshe Rabbeinu do for a living? He sold used cars? He's the Navi Hashem. How did he know anything in the Torah? How did he write down the story of Adam Arishain? How did he write down the story of Noach? How did he write down the story of Avram Avinu? God told him. So the same way Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down the whole Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to write Ha'ine Anoshim Tanager because Hashem told him. That's the Kasha of the Rashash. The Rashash's Kasha is, how do we know? Rashi says, Moshe must have known. How? The Shliach must have told him. Why did the Shliach tell him if it's Lashon Hara? It must be that you're allowed to tell the Beis Din. What do you mean, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know? Moshe Rabbeinu knew to write it down the way he wrote down the whole Torah. So there, let's say there, he didn't understand. Let's say by the Menorah, Niskasha Moshe ben Menorah, Niskasha Bishkolim, Niskasha, he had Bishrotzim, or... So the question is the Gemara, is the question how did Moshe know, or how did he write it in the Torah? If the question is how did Moshe write it, he wrote it like he wrote everything in the Torah. The point is, what the Gemara perhaps means is, it says Moshe got angry. But he got angry before he wrote down Parshas Korach, right? So the question is not how did Moshe write it. We can never ask how did Moshe write something. The Ribbono Shel Olam would have communicated it to him. But how did Moshe know that he got angry before he wrote it down? Yeah? Okay, so we discussed four questions today, right? You ready? Four Lamdasha questions. You could take it up to Eiraisa. Yeah, what do they do all day in Eiraisa? They learn? Sometimes? Okay, question number one. Question number one is, why did Dasan Maviram say two times, Loi Nala? Yeah, loy nala. So we said once the Brisker Rav says once, als avdezin, once midin melech. We asked why are Dosan va'aviram saying you didn't give us land? Well, who cares? You didn't give us land. And if you would have given us land, we would have to listen to you. So we brought from the Chavetz Hasharon that the din of dina de machusa dina is only if you own land. So they're saying if you would have given us land, we would have to listen to you as a melech because of dina de machusa dina. We discussed the kasha de chsam soifer, that why don't people have to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu midin moirid b'malchus? We said that Moshe's malchus maybe is different than other malchus. And then we asked the question of the Rashash, that what's the raya that a Shliach of Bezdin is allowed to tell Bezdin from the fact that Moshe knew, maybe Moshe knew the way he knew everything else. But I want to tell you one more thing, okay? So anyway, that's the Lamda Shashir for all the Chashav HaBachrim today. And Lamdim, okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.